Welcome to Barack Obama's Week from Hell. Two investigations the liberal elite have spent nearly a decade burying just exploded wide open. First, DNI Tulsi Gabbard dropped a political nuke. Declassified documents proving Obama orchestrated a covert coup attempt against a duly elected president in 2016, referring him to the DOJ for prosecution. Then, Ghislaine Maxwell broke her silence from prison, claiming she can recite the Epstein client list by heart, and declaring that she wants to testify before Congress. According to Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein kept meticulous records, so-called insurance files, packed with photos, videos, and documents designed to guarantee his protection. His words were chilling. With this kind of leverage, he'd never face justice. Among the most explosive pieces in that vault, footage of Barack Obama with underage boys on Epstein's island. The cover-up is collapsing. The walls are closing in. And Barack Obama's long-standing shield, the corporate media echo chamber, won't be able to save him this time. Before we dive in, a quick word about our partner, VP.net, the next generation of private browsing. VP.net is the only VPN designed with true zero-logging architecture. That means, unlike other VPNs, it literally can't track you. So even if governments or bad actors come knocking, there's nothing to hand over. It's that simple. Your data stays yours, period. DNI Tulsi Gabbard has been a thorn in Barack Obama's side for over a decade. Even back when she was a Democrat, she didn't toe the line. She held him to account. Most famously when she travelled to Syria and came back with a stunning revelation that Obama was funding and arming ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Now, as Director of National Intelligence, she's dropped another bombshell. According to newly declassified evidence, Obama isn't just guilty of aiding terrorists, he's guilty of treason. The documents show his administration manufactured the entire Russiagate hoax, an elaborate attempt to sabotage and overthrow a duly elected president, a silent coup, a direct assault on democracy and the will of the American people.
This is an issue that is important to every single one of us as Americans. This is not a partisan issue. It has to do with the integrity and the strength of our democratic republic. And it lays out this over 100 documents that you're referencing that I released, declassified and released, spells out in great detail exactly what happens when you have some of the most powerful people in our country directly leading at the helm, President Obama and his senior-most national security cabinet, James Comey, John Brennan, James Clapper, and Susan Rice and others, essentially making a very intentional decision to create this manufactured, politicized piece of intelligence with the objective of subverting the will of the American people, who in November of 2016 delivered a historic victory to President Trump, defeating Hillary Clinton. And President Obama and his team, their goal was to essentially not accept the decision of the American people, and to use this manufactured, politicized intelligence as a means to enact what would become essentially a years-long coup against President Trump.
This isn't politics. This is sedition at the highest level. As if a criminal referral for treason wasn't enough, a second scandal is now barreling towards Barack Obama, one that threatens to shatter the carefully curated image he's hidden behind for years. This time it's not just politics, it's personal. And it's explosive. The mainstream media has done everything in its power to bury it, but the truth is clawing its way to the surface. We're talking about Obama's ties to Jeffrey Epstein. Back-channel communication, private meetings, and most damning of all, his use of FBI-identified pedophile code words scattered across official emails and casual interviews, hiding in plain sight during his presidency. Now, Barack and Michelle are pushing a new narrative. One that's raising eyebrows across the country. They claim that every boy needs a gay male mentor to open his mind and guide him through life. Not a father, not a strong family, but a stranger with the right ideology.
And that's one of the things that I think a lot of times boys need, is not just exposure to one guy. Mm-hmm.
One dad.
No matter how good the dad is.
Dad is. He can't be everything.
He can't be everything. And that boy may need somebody to give give the boy some perspective on the dad.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
One of the most valuable things I learned as a guy was I had a gay professor in college. at a time when openly yes. gay folks still weren't out of line, who became one of my favorite professors and was a great guy and would call me out when I started saying stuff that was ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
You need that to show empathy and kindness. And by the way, you need that person in your friend group so that if you then have a boy who is who's gay or non-binary or what have you, they have somebody that they can go, okay, I'm not alone in this.
I pity the boy who ends up with Barack and Big Mike as mentors. God help the next generation if that's the model they're supposed to follow. Because that's not guidance, that's indoctrination. For years, Obama wore the mask of a loving husband, a family man, and a polished statesman. But that mask is slipping, and what's underneath is bringing everything crashing down.
Barack Obama had been having sex with men and smoking crack. And a guy came forward, Larry Sinclair, and said, I'll sign an affidavit. And he did. I'll take a lie detector. And he did. I smoked crack with Barack Obama and had sex with him. Well, that was obviously true. Nobody reported it, not because they were squeamish about sex or drugs, but because the Obama campaign said anyone who reports on this gets no access to the Obama campaign. And so they didn't report on it. So that happens. That's just one small example, but that happens all the time with lots of different issues. Barack Obama likes dudes. I think this was well known. Barack Obama said so himself in a letter to his girlfriend. And by the way, that's kind of Barack Obama's business. I'm not attacking him for liking dudes. I'm just saying the amount of lying in the media about it was unbelievable. Like, people knew this was true. And it was quite obviously true at the time. And people who covered the campaign didn't say anything about it because they didn't want to lose access to the campaign. You think you're holding government accountable, but actually they're controlling you. That's really the dynamic in Washington. But, you know, you're living in the soup and it's hard to see it at work. And this is a long way of saying the conclusions I've reached are middle-aged conclusions. That's a lot of it. Right. It's just that I've gotten older. And you can't see certain things when you're younger. And it's like young people, you'd think they'd be the most open-minded of all. They're the least open-minded because they're afraid of the future. So they want to believe whatever storyline they've been fed is true. Like the only problem with America is white supremacy and like our tax system is fair and Kennedy was assassinated by a lone gunman or whatever. They don't want to face like the terrifying unknown and complexities of the actual world we live in.
Unfortunately for the mainstream media and for those still clinging to their rose-colored view of the world, the truth is about to break through like a wrecking ball. Obama's secrets are no longer buried. The skeletons in his closet are rattling louder by the hour. And with Ghislaine Maxwell now offering to testify before Congress, the stakes couldn't be higher. She says that she's ready to name names, which means one thing. Her life is in serious danger and she knows it. What she says now will change everything. We've got the details right after this quick word from our sponsor. We've all been fed the lie for decades that mindlessly chugging water is good for our health. We buy it without a second thought, but we really should know better. Dr. Stephen Gundry, a rogue heart surgeon bucking Big Pharma's playbook, says that that mainstream advice is actually poisoning you. One specific type of water is causing brain fog, gut chaos, and fats that won't budge. Alarming? Hell yeah. That's why he's raising the alarm. Make this 30-second tweak to your next glass of water right away. Once you do, you'll experience real hydration, energy surge, and even fat burn. Visit getenergyone.com/TPV. Links below. getenergyone.com/TPV. Uncover the truth about water now or keep swallowing their poison. Barry Satoru, better known by his CIA name Barack Obama, is facing a storm like never before. The man who once boasted of serving a third term through Joe Biden's auto pen is now sweating bullets as a political scandal of epic proportions threatens to unravel his legacy and land him behind bars for years to come. We spoke with Ghislaine Maxwell last week from prison, and what she revealed was nothing short of explosive. She's furious. According to her, the deal she made with federal prosecutors was never honoured. She was promised a slap on the wrist, just like Diddy. But now, Diddy is walking towards a sweetheart deal, Epstein is allegedly living freely in Israel under heavy protection, and she's the one left to rot in a prison cell for decades. Maxwell says she's done playing the game. The VIP elite abandoned her. She's a burnt asset. And now, desperate to get out of prison, she's ready to blow the whistle. what she told us could shatter reputations across the highest levels of power. According to Ghislaine, on Epstein Island, Barack Obama was known simply as Daddy. Not for his leadership, but for the attention he gave to the so-called Island Boys. Young, impressionable minors who, as she claims, were in awe of him and consented to bathe with him in rituals that she described as intimate and sexual. The media won't touch this, but we will. Because what she's prepared to reveal could bring the whole house of cards crashing down. And Ghislaine is not the only one behind bars with secrets about the Obamas. Whispers are spreading through the prison system. Dealmakers, traffickers, and ex-operatives who once kept their mouths shut are starting to talk. The underworld is turning on him. The code of silence is breaking. Because when the power fades, so does the fear. And for Obama, the walls aren't just closing in, they're starting to talk. Former music mogul Suge Knight didn't hold back when asked about Barack Obama. According to him, Obama is covering up more dirt from more directions than any one man could possibly contain. Diddy is well on his way to securing a sweetheart deal, just like Epstein did back in the 2000s. A few charges here, a quiet settlement there, and the illusion of justice is served. But don't be fooled. Just because the deal is in motion doesn't mean the cover-up is complete. Because as we saw with Epstein, the secrets don't die, they multiply. And no matter how many headlines they bury or how many witnesses they silence, the truth has a way of slipping through the cracks.
And that did happen with
Puffy. We would be having. Yeah. 1,000%.
You think Obama had anything to do with any of these parties that he had?
Absolutely.
Wow.
You got presidents, you got preachers. T.D. Jack is one of the biggest black preachers around that everybody loves. Everybody in prison, if they try to get the word of religion, they're not going to the chapel somewhere. They turn to watch T.D. Jakes. He had to resign from his whole community.
That's right.
You're talking about the top of the top.
Unbelievable. Man, you know, I mean, I got a lot of questions with this guy, but you know, you answered the first one. How do you get away with something like this for all this time with all these people that are allegedly involved? You know, I want to tell you this. I was in the same tier, the same cell that Epstein was on. And Suge, there's no way in hell that that guy could have committed suicide on that tier. I was in there for 7 months. There's no way.
And coming from you, I know you didn't know the truth. And I personally didn't think he was going to commit suicide. But the thing is, he had from Oprah Winfrey to everybody on that island. You know, anybody with a weird fetish, and that's with underage kids, was on that island. And everybody knew it. So it's not like it's a situation where all of a sudden, maybe, there's been a talk. And you know as well as I know, by you being on the same tier as him, he probably was going to tell it all. He helped himself, you know?
No doubt. No doubt in my mind at all.
They made sure he didn't.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no way he could have done it. You know, first of all, they're watching all the time. There's cameras, and just so happens that one particular time, there's no cameras and no one monitoring that. I had eyes on me 24/7 when I was there. So, I mean, I knew it was impossible.
Always.
Yeah.
You didn't have that one time to yourself.
Nothing
you're
at
always
all.
Always watching yourself.
So
always. No way.
The man who thought he was untouchable, the same man who spent $65,000 flying in hot dogs from Chicago to a private White House event, knew exactly what he was doing. He knew what hot dogs meant. He knew the FBI knew. And still, he did it anyway. Because Barack Obama wasn't just hiding secrets, he was flaunting them right in front of us. And for decades, he's been hiding in plain sight. Barack's own family members have publicly revealed that he is a closeted homosexual, a claim echoed by his college girlfriend and multiple former male partners who've come forward with their stories. The truth is, Barack Obama is part of a globalist cabal, a handpicked puppet of the elite, chosen to dismantle his country from within. These leaders are carefully selected not for their merit, but because they can be controlled. Why? Because they're compromised. Their secrets held like leverage, ensuring their loyalty to the agenda of those pulling the strings.
What are your thoughts on Obama allegedly attending free golf parties?
Well, I know he was there. I seen him on a tape. And his wife went with him. They all hang out together.
Yeah.
They had a lot of fun in Cuba.
What'd you say?
They had a lot of fun in Cuba.
Were they there with Jay-Z and Beyonce at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of fun? Were they ordering pizza and hot dogs from Chicago?
I think so.
Obama's kind of missing right now.
I don't know why. He came out and tried to shame all of Black America for not wanting to vote for a not black lion bitch. And now he done disappeared, that all of their magic done fell through the floor.
Mm-hmm.
The feds thought they could bury the Epstein and Diddy cases all in the same week and walk away clean. Not a chance. The cover-up may be in motion, but the secrets won't be suppressed for long. Ghislaine Maxwell is talking, and what she's revealing will send shockwaves through every corner of the elite world. To listen to her full story, uncut and unfiltered, subscribe to my account now. Get the truth before the media are forced to catch up and twist it into something it's not. Here are the people's voice. We're determined to continue exposing the crimes of the elite, but we need your help. Subscribe to the channel, tell your friends and family about us, and join the People's Voice Locals community for exclusive and uncensored content. We can't do it without you.